Welcome to CME on ReachMD. This activity, titled Innovative Approaches to Managing CKM Syndrome and Heart Failure with Mildly Reduced or Preserved Ejection Fraction, is provided by MedCon International. Prior to beginning the activity, please be sure to review the faculty and commercial support disclosure statements, as well as the learning objectives.
Hello, everyone. This is CME on PACE CME. I'm Riccardo Inciardi, and I'm delighted to present the data that we recently showed at the CSC Preventive Cardiology meeting about novel therapies in managing patients with cardiokidney metabolic syndrome and heart failure with mildly reduced or preserved ejection fraction. I presented there along with my estimated colleagues, Cristina Gavina from Portugal and Giuseppe Galari from Italy. So let's move at the beginning, understanding the burden of the cardiokidney metabolic syndrome and MREF and FPEF. Heart failure represents a major public health issue affecting more than 55 million of people worldwide. And MREF and FPEF account for more than half of the estimated proportion of heart failure population worldwide. This condition is also associated with a very high burden of mortality and morbidity, and this is mainly due to an increased risk of hospitalization for heart failure, which in turn is associated with an increased risk of mortality. As you can see on the left and on the right panel, the risk of mortality between ejection fraction categories, so between FREF, MREF, and FPEF, is pretty similar, and while MREF and FPEF are more characterized by non-cardiovascular mortality as compared to FREF. FPEF is also characterized by a complex pathophysiology involving an overlapping of clinical conditions such as cardiometabolic conditions, arterial stiffness, pulmonary vascular stiffness, and left atrial myopathy. And this is particularly relevant across the cardiokidney metabolic spectrum, such as patients presenting more conditions are subjected to an increased risk of cardiovascular event. These are data from the recent DELIVER trial showing an important overlap between type 2 diabetes, CKD, atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease among patients with MREF and FPEF. Indeed, there is a continuum across the kidney metabolic condition, moving from those at risk of developing CKM to those with overt cardiovascular disease and heart failure. Let's try now to understand what is the management of this condition and what are the recent data from dedicated clinical trials across the CKM syndrome and MREF and FPEF. In the last few years, there has been actually an increasing evidence of benefit of different medical treatments, in particular SGLT2 inhibitors, GLP-1 receptor agonists, and the non-steroidal mineralocorticoid receptor antagonist finerenone across the CKM syndrome and in patients with MREF and FPEF. Let's start from SGLT2. SGLT2 inhibitors has been tested in many dedicated randomized international clinical trials among patients with heart failure, with type 2 diabetes, with chronic kidney disease. And across these conditions, SGLT2 inhibitors showed a consistent reduction of cardiovascular outcomes, in particular hospitalization for heart failure, cardiovascular mortality, a renal endpoint, and MACE. Along with SGLT2 inhibitors, robust and consistent evidences have been shown the clinical benefit of GLP-1 receptor agonists across the cardiokidney metabolic spectrum and in patients with MREF and FPEF. This is the updated meta-analysis, including the data from SOUL and FLOW, showing a very important reduction of major adverse cardiovascular event by 14%, all-cause mortality, hospitalization for heart failure, and the composite kidney outcomes. This is regardless of the administration route, subcutaneous versus oral. And more recently, finerenone, a non-steroidal mineralocorticoid receptor antagonist, has also been shown to reduce the risk of cardiovascular and kidney event among patients with type 2 diabetes and CKD. This has been tested in two dedicated randomized clinical trials, FIDELIO-DKD and FIGARO-DKD, under the umbrella of the Fidelity programs, where were included more than 10,000 participants with type 2 diabetes and CKD. In this program, finerenone showed a reduction, a 14% reduction of cardiovascular events, including time to CV death, non-fatal MI, non-fatal stroke, or hospitalization from heart failure, but also showed a consistent reduction of hospitalization for heart failure, a 23% risk reduction of kidney events, and a 20% reduction of dialysis. And recently, finerenone has also been tested in a dedicated clinical trials in patients with MREF and HFpEF under the name of the FINEARTS-HF trial, where finerenone, as compared to placebo, showed a reduction of total worsening heart failure events and death from cardiovascular causes with a rate ratio of 0.84, an absolute rate reduction of 2.8 per 100 patient years, and a time to first hospitalization for heart failure or CV death with a hazard ratio of 0.84. For those just turning in, you're listening to CME on Pace CME. I'm Riccardo Inciardi from the University Hospital of Brescia in Italy. And today I'm highlighting the key messages and clinical data presented at a satellite symposium at ESC Preventive Cardiology 2025, focused on the burden and the potential management option for CKM syndrome and patients with MREF and HFpEF. So the totality of evidence regarding finerenone has been finally evaluated in the FINEARTS pooled analysis of FIDELIO-DKD, FIGARO-DKD, and the FINEARTS, including more than 18,000 participants, where finerenone showed a marginal non-statistical significance of CV death, although the analysis was actually significant while including the undetermined cause of death. Also showed a reduction of hospitalization for heart failure by 17%, risk reduction of the composite of kidney endpoint, and a 9% risk reduction of all-cause death. There is no dedicated clinical trial testing whether take three drugs is better than two, is better than one. But of course, we have to think about a combination of treatment in this population. And this has been tested in these interesting analyses from CANVAS, CREDENCE, FIDELIO, FIGARO-DKD, and eight GLP-1 receptor agonist trials, where the authors assessed what would have been the estimated lifetime benefit of combination of treatment across the cardiokidney metabolic spectrum. And there was a consistent reduction of the analyzed endpoint, MACE, hospitalization for heart failure, cardiovascular mortality, CKD progression, and of course, mortality among patients taking the three drugs or with the estimation of taking three drugs compared to two, compared to one. And this is where probably the future should move. So the management should be complete with an uptitration of the background medical therapy. And this is what we are going to explore in the evidence clinical practice with a dedicated clinical case that have been shown in the last presentation. A 78 years old man with different cardiovascular risk factors such as arterial hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hypercholesterolemia, and obesity, and CKD stage 3. The patient started to complain dyspnea in March 2023 and was admitted for acute heart failure and an exacerbation of COPD in September 2023. So the echocardiography showed a preserved left ventricular ejection fraction. The coronary angiography didn't show any critical arterial coronary artery stenosis. And the patient was just discharged with furosemide, ARB, calcium antagonist, metformin, and insulin. So at admission, the BNP level was around 5,000. At discharge, was around 1,800. So the patient went home just with the treatment of hypertension and the compensation thanks to the diuretic use. But after a few months, in January 2024, the patient complained again, worsening of dyspnea. He was admitted again to the emergency department for a heart failure determined by an hypertensive crisis. Again, there was a rise of NT-proBNP around 3000. The patient was treated for the hypertensive crisis and discharged with an uptitration of the antihypertensive medication. But again, in March 2024, the patient was admitted again for hospitalization for heart failure, related in this case to paroxysmal AF. Again, there was a preserved mild reduced ejection fraction, 42%, pulmonary hypertension, and around 7,000 NT-proBNP. So the patient was treated, first of all, with a rhythm control, was also treated with an anticoagulant, but for the first time, was also treated with dedicated medical therapy for the underlying heart failure condition with the SGLT2 inhibitors and an MRA, and was discharged. After this, the patient was evaluated at the outpatient clinic after a few months. The patient was pretty well in NYHA class 2, preserved left ventricular ejection fraction, no pulmonary hypertension, but complained of gynecomastia. The creatinine was around 1.9 and NT-proBNP 180, so was better in terms of the compensation. But due to the gynecomastia, the patient was treated in a specificated way with nonsteroidal MRA finerenone and with GLP-1 receptor agonist. This was possible thanks to the multidisciplinary team, including the nephrologist and the diabetologist, and was discharged also with furosemide and, of course, the other medication. So at the last visit, the patient was in NYHA class 1. There was an optimal control of the blood pressure. There was an optimal control of the pulmonary pressure with a preserved ejection fraction and an NT-proBNP of 450. And again, the patient was continuing the treatment with the SGLT2 inhibitors, with the nonsteroidal MRA finerenone, with the GLP-1, with the treatment for hypertension, ARB, and beta blockers, and of course, with the direct anticoagulant therapy. So the take-home message is first to understand that there is an important clinical overlap of the cardiokidney metabolic condition with MREF and HFpEF. So it's important to improve our diagnostic accuracy and to understand what type and what kind of phenotype we have and we visit in clinical practice. But also today, across the cardiokidney metabolic spectrum, hard endpoint, including hospitalization for heart failure, CKD progression, and cardiovascular mortality represent for the first time modifiable events. And a combination treatment with SGLT2 inhibitors, GLP-1 receptor agonist, and the nonsteroidal MRA finerenone should represent the upfront treatment to reduce morbidity and mortality across the CKM spectrum. Thank you for your attention.
You have been listening to CME on ReachMD. This activity is provided by MedCon International. To receive your free CME credit or to download this activity, go to pace-cme.org/CME. Thank you for listening.